Hello.
What up?
Are you out of breath from bending over, dude?
No chance.
Kind of sounds like
it. Sounds like you.
I've been counting calories. I got this Apple Watch. You know I'm an elite athlete. Wait. I'm an elite athlete anyway.
It only took two.
Counting calories doesn't make you an athlete.
I bet you if we go back in the history of that watch, it's going to show that you did hit your steps every day this week.
I didn't.
By how much?
Yeah. If you're telling how many thousands did you miss? You missed your steps by.
I had to reset it to four steps.
That's so funny. It doesn't count your work riding either.
Doesn't count my what?
Like your work riding, like riding on the forklift. It doesn't count that.
Why would it count that?
I think it's something to do with like the shaking of your body when you take a step. Because you can't cheat it.
The forklift does shake me, and the belly shakes more. So I am probably burning more calories on the forklift than anyone else. I am an athlete. I don't say things just to say things. I say things because I think about them extensively. And
there's got to be some sort of professional forklift contest out there.
I was shit talking Joe McAndrew because he's a forksman.
Yeah,
as well.
You guys are both forksman?
Yeah, we're both forksmen. Well, he's a former forksman. He got out of that life because he's a sellout.
What's he do, work in an office now?
Yeah, he fucking copies papers and fucking shoves them up his ass. And I told him I could out forklift him, whatever that means.
I hope there's one person like listening to this right now copying papers like, well, damn.
they're about to shove them up their ass like, all right, fair enough.
They're like talking about the fork. They're talking like, dude, how do you not know about the PFL, the pro forklift?
I would, though. I sometimes like drive around on that shit. Like, I'm pretty dirty at this.
What's wrong?
I don't think you're fine. There's a dude doing a nollie on a forklift at the top.
Yeah, oh, you don't think I've picked up too much shit and the back ends come up?
Is that the same as being great?
You don't think I've picked up too many bunks of rebar and figured out that was too much?
What do you do? Just back up real quick?
No, you just pick up too much shit.
No, I mean, but how do you fix it? You just fall.
You just fall and hurt your tailbone. That's how you fix it. You freak out and then you violently let it down, and then the back end hits and your tailbone hurts for the rest of the day.
Is that what happened to you, Andy?
What?
You broke your tailbone?
No, I didn't. I was picking up a shit ton of rebar, and I thought the forklift could handle it. It couldn't, and then the whole thing, like, dude, I have like 30-foot rebar up in the air.
Yeah.
And I'm on the big forklift, and I don't know how much it weighed, but it was enough to upend the big forklift.
Plus you.
Yeah. He was supposed to be the counterbalance.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't work.
I'm light work for rebar, dude. I get off the forklift. Skinny people use it. It's zooming around. I thought it was just slow. But yeah, so it starts slowly tipping forward, and I'm like, no, no, no. And I just slam on the down out of like a reaction. So it comes down quick, and then like, it's fucking probably like 45 degrees. Oh, no, not that far, but pretty. The back end's pretty far up.
Yeah.
So when the fucking all that shit comes down, it bounces out and then just goes like, goosh.
Yeah.
And then, my fucking tailbone hurt for the rest of the day.
And they come running over. Andy, what are you doing?
No, I immediately like looked around and I'm like, no one saw that dumb shit. Thank God.
I hurt my ass. Look.
All right, are you fucking with these dudes though, Andy?
Yeah.
Top five forklift tricks.
Ooh.
Well, that was just him placing.
Well, that's just moving it.
Ooh.
What's he doing?
Uh-oh.
He did do that kind of quick.
Uh-oh.
Damn. All right, so listeners, he's
that is clean.
Yeah,
Ooh. Yo, yeah, he got that in on one. Because those pallets look a little. I mean, he's got a lot of clearance under that pallet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you think you could have done that
whoa,
quick?
Whoa.
Ooh.
Little tip action.
The quickness is impressive.
Right. Is that because of the thing we talked about earlier with you being fat, or is that just
no, it's the control. He's making the understanding of the controls. Wait, he's putting a pallet in a pallet? You're not allowed to do that.
Yo.
Damn, dude, he's a G.
Alright, so
Wait, he's not done. He's clearly not done, dude. There's a third pallet. This is like a well-written movie. There's no unused items.
I thought he was just gonna flip it.
Oh,
What's he doing?
I thought he was going to grab.
All right, he's pushing them together. Now he's taking his time.
He might flip it, dude. He might flip it.
Like one little smooth, like flip.
Wait, is he going to do a full... Oh, he had to readjust. Yeah, he's going to do a full flip over it. No. Yeah. Oh, no. He's putting it on top of the...
He put a pallet in a pallet in another pallet.
Yeah.
Damn, he made a pallet box. Oh!
Man, that's a Russian... That's a... What's it? A Russian
nesting doll of pallet?
He just gets out of the forklift. And he's like... And I call that the prestige.
This is kind of hype, actually. This is kind of hype, right?
This might not be great audio content, but check out the YouTube.
Yeah. People don't talk about it, but like riding a forklift's fun as hell.
Yeah.
What kind do you do? Is it, you got one of the big yellow ones, like this Chinese joint, or you got like the one we just saw?
They're doing the double with the. They're doing a forklift to big pick up a forklift.
Big forklift's helping the little forklift.
To get the pallet out of the damn truck.
Damn.
Wait, is he going to back it up? Oh, wow. Hey.
Oh, yeah,
I've seen that.
The big forklift pick up the little forklift?
Yeah, big forklift pull. Is it storing the other forklift?
No, he's using it because they need to get that pallet to the nose of the trailer. So he's getting the guy up. They should just back it up to a dock. I don't know why they're not doing that.
Yeah,
they probably don't have a dock to back it up to.
Yeah. It looks like they're parked on a mud road.
Yeah, if the guy could hear me, he'd be like, "Oh, you didn't think we thought of that? Oh, just use the dock, thanks, Andy."
We thought the easiest solution was to forklift into
this,
a truck.
This is what's wrong with the supply chain. They're not using docks.
Yeah. They're wasting so much gas forklift into the truck.
Now that's not that hard. You're just picking up something else. That's more scary because if you fuck up. Now I'll give the first dude major props because that was clean as hell.
That second guy stinks though.
Second guy is just that's the job.
Yeah. Oh, he's about to do a fucking dance.
How long is this?
Oh,
video?
He's about to flip.
I'm into
horn.
It. I'm just curious.
There's still seven
it's
more minutes.
40 minutes of forklift trip.
This is the forklift episode. Oh, he's flipping coins.
Oh, he flipped a coin?
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Did he catch it?
What is it? Heads. I call heads.
That's more just knowing how to do that.
Yes.
I don't really see that as impressive.
That's kind of a trick, dude.
Yeah.
You know how they say there's like bitches for every art form?
Yeah.
Like, do you think there's a bitch out there who just gets wet? Like, yo, you're so nice. I mean, probably for a man.
Dude, they're all burly.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're all what?
They're all burly.
Yeah.
They all look like Kevin James
from
King
of Queens. You go to the Sunoco and you see the white girl with cornrows and tell her you're forklift certified. Her pussy is yours.
Mm-hmm. She's like, he can take care of a family.
Dude, I think he's about to light a fire.
Is he about to flick it to the other one? He's about, yo, pull your cigarette out.
There's a, yeah.
Yeah, he lights a cigarette with a forklift.
I'm
running around the house before I come back. And I'm leaving. I'm running around the whole block.
Yo, he put his tag on it, the video.
I know, right?
Okay, for the listeners, there's a lighter on the end of a forklift fork, and they're going up to a feels like a cigarette.
It's like a brick and cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't know how you could possibly
light it, right?
Yeah,
but he's setting it. He's about to. Damn, this precision.
What is he doing?
The grace, the prestige. He has to lift it up.
He's lifting that lighter up.
Yeah. Dang.
We went the video so early into the pod.
I did get intrigued with the idea of like pro fork.
Yeah.
As soon as I thought about it, it was like, this has to
get
be
the
real.
Fuck out of here. Oh my God. He's pushing up the cigarette to balance it. This is hard as shit. To be able to balance it. No. He's going to flick this.
Oh my God. He's going to flip it.
He's
going to
flick that bick.
If he flicks the bick. If he flicks the bick and this isn't number one.
Dude, we're flipping this
table.
We
gotta watch it.
Dude, he lit that thing.
He did.
Oh, my God.
He used his forklift to let.
Damn, this guy's a G.
No. Oh, shit.
I am the king. He's Russian, I
am the captain now.
Oh, shit, dude.
I am the forklift captain now.
He's that UFC Russian. He's like Muslim Russian.
Yeah.
Nah, he still got his mustache.
You're right.
They have the big Amish beards and no mustache. Okay. Right, we saw the coin for wait, on the bottle cap?
There's a coin, there's a bottle.
And it's on the ground. Yeah. It's flat on the ground. As a forklift man.
Yeah, that's probably tougher to get on flat.
Dude, I ain't going to do shit at work tomorrow but flip quarters.
Ooh. You think he's going to flip it in the cup?
Yeah, he's going to flip it in the cup. What else would that?
No waste.
And it's not. It's a bottle. For the audio listeners, yeah, it's about to flip a coin into a water bottle.
Water bottle. Yeah. That's empty. That's a big part of it because you can knock that over easy.
Oh, he just drops it in.
I feel like this is going to be a chill episode. I'm sparking the
jet. Starting early?
Yeah, a little, just a little bit.
Ooh.
Dude, he's tipping that in.
It's in there. Wait, is he just going to put it on the top to cover it?
No, it's gonna fall in.
You're right. Let's go.
I don't know. That one's not as impressive as lighting a cigarette.
I don't know, dude. That bottle's empty.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That he didn't knock it over.
Yeah, he easily knocked that bottle over. All right, we got one more.
He's on the front alley.
He's doing, he's probably got like something heavy up top or something like that. Because he's
balancing. I want to know what his forks are on.
Because he's cutting something out the video.
Yeah, this is Andy.
This is you right before you fuck with the tailbone.
Yeah.
Oh, is he just doing fucking wheelies?
I think he's just doing wheelies now.
He's just doing fork wheelies?
Dude, forklift wheelies. You gotta do some of those.
Alright.
You about to do forklift donuts?
Oh, yeah, I've banged out some donuts. What's he got, an electric?
Is this just...
No, that's gas.
Is...
Oh, he's ghost riding the forklift.
Damn, let's go!
And if he took his legs out, that could have been death.
Damn, it's so easy. Those things are so fucking heavy. Because they need to be heavy enough to pick up, like, huge bunks of fucking lumber and shit. Nah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, but also elite enough to stay on the ground. Okay, we don't got to watch it. All right,
that's like the 19th,
wow, dude.
19th quarter.
Well, Andy.
What a tremendous way to start the episode.
Does this make you feel inadequate?
No, not at all. It's just like, it makes me realize I gotta hit the forklift gym.
You gotta get in the fork gymnasium.
I hope you put out a video in the next like week or so, ghost riding a forklift. And then just, that'll probably be your last day on the job.
Probably. Yeah, the video's gonna end with like my boss being like, Andy, get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, wait. If I get more than 1 million views, can I stay? She's like, no.
Dude, I feel like you would trip up. You'd fall. You'd slip by the thing. The forks.
That feels like a thing you don't practice, though. You either just gotta like think about it for a while. Cause like, how do you practice it? You just like do it and you get fucked up. You know what I mean? Like
ghost riding?
Ghost riding the fork whip?
I think it probably starts with you just spinning it for a while and just do some donuts and just catch the vibe, right?
And you're like, wait, I think you jump out this motherfucker.
You jump out on like where it's not near pallets or nothing, where you can't do too much damage.
Yeah.
Well, if you jump out, will it just keep going? Like, or will it just slowly? Like, is it like you gotta use
a
pedal?
Like a million. There's like a million safety features. So, like, obviously, like there's momentum and stuff. Yeah. But the second you like, so if like the thing won't drive if you're not sitting on the seat. Like, there's if you get up off the seat, there's a kill switch. But if you have enough momentum, it's still gonna go.
Oh, so that's why he had to get so quick. Like,
was all momentum.
Have you ever had a job where you had to do like real shit or just like not be at a computer?
Yeah. I worked at a warehouse where we packed mail.
Oh, that was like your last gig, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very awful. Yeah. It was the worst job of ever.
Worse than the filling of pools?
Yeah. Filling up the pools was fun.
What was the best job ever? Taking pictures of kids?
No. The pools might have been pretty
good.
Wait,
he's got to clarify that one. I don't know, have the panty boys and girls heard the... It was just school pictures.
I was a school
pictures.
Photographer.
That's all. I'm not saying you had to go into the deeper, but just saying taking pictures of kids.
Yeah, I did just assume everyone knew that, like we knew that to be a joke.
It's okay, dude. They got to listen to get it. Whoa. They got to listen to get it. Yeah. What's up with you, dude?
I'm just chilling.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about I just got forklifts on the mind.
No, yeah, that video had 2 million views. What were you about to say? That was my fault.
I have had that thought where I'm like, I wish there was a way to like have a forklift competition.
To have one?
Let's just do it.
Dude, we should do the first ever PITM forklift.
PITM saves forklifting.
We already saved 420. Yeah. Now it's time to save forklifts.
Yeah. The forklift champion. We got to have a forklifter obstacle course, you know? Like, you got to ollie through one thing, and then you got to put a coin on a bottle.
You got to ollie a forklift?
Yeah, you got to kickflip your cork forklift. What else
you would
do?
You could have a competition where you, like, try to stack the most shit and move them around. Because we've had that where you... Oh, Dude, it's so funny because, like, it's so funny watching dudes get minimal training on forklifts.
Yeah.
And then they'll get, like, so there's these, like, long-ass rolls we'll get that'll just be, like, really high and not like, strapped down properly. And then they'll be unloading trucks and you just see a dude hit a turn and then you just see 30 rolls go off and just all over the warehouse.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, that's why you can't hit those turns like that, dude.
Slow down, bud.
That's whenever I see videos of that kind of shit happening, it looks like the worst day of work you could possibly have.
Bro, the one time, my last job, they were showing us these videos to, like, start our day the one day. They were showing us these videos to be like, be safe at work. And it was like a compilation of dudes fucking up on forklifts. Yeah. And it's like a class, it's like a video I've seen online a whole bunch.
I bet it's on YouTube,
but
dude.
Without a doubt, it's one of the most popular, like, dude dies on a forklift videos. But he's, like, working in, he's working in, like, liquor, like, I think it was, like, for a liquor distributor or whatever, and yeah, the racks are high.
Oh, they're, like, they're, like, two stories high. Yeah. They're giant.
And the, yeah, and the dude backs in, and watching that video, I'm like, that's not his fault. They didn't change the racking. Yeah. Like, he barely taps the racking, and the whole warehouse falls on him.
Yeah. I think I've seen that one.
And they just started our days off the one time being like, all right, here's a guy dying. Be safe.
Oh, wait. He died?
I mean, I don't know. How, I mean, unless I... Well, oh, yeah. It's that one.
Is yeah, this one? Yeah, I've seen that one. Yep.
Dude, it's fucking insane.
But
here, pull up the video.
This guy gets owned?
Yeah.
Guy gets owned by forklift.
Guy gets owned by
the.
Oh,
damn!
Yeah, because you got the cage on top, but
oh, he's smushed.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
Did he die for real?
Yes.
Well, dude, watch when the shit.
Yo, look at how long
it's still falling.
The whole warehouse. It's the whole warehouse.
This video's five. Is it 5 minutes of the warehouse falling in?
Do they go, if you go to the end, do they get him out? Is he out?
That was a, it's a compilation.
But dude, watch, like, the ship falls and then crashes in the side.
Oh shit. Do you see blood? Is that blood? No, that's not blood that you see.
It was like white stuff.
Okay. I thought maybe all the glass just like...
Oh, he came his pants. This was his fucking... this was his dream.
Let's go slow motion. Let's slow this down a little bit.
So we can like...
see what's happening. 2.25. We might have to go faster, but whatever.
I think this is a good speed.
Here it goes.
They're not going to take us down if we clearly show a man get murdered on... YouTube, right?
Look, he's blowing out his face.
Yeah, he's his throat is lacerated.
Yeah. All the glass that could possibly be in his throat is now in his throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got straddled. And then pinned. R.I.P. this guy.
Yeah, damn. R.I.P. that dude. You fucking...
You think his family's rich?
Oh, of course, dude. He didn't do anything. That's workers comp out the wazoo.
Like,
has to be, right?
Yeah.
Dude, because if we go, we don't have to bring the
business. Workers comp out the wazoo.
No, that's life insurance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and workers comp, right? Don't you get a little bit of both?
Yeah.
You get workman's comp if you're still alive.
Oh, to come back to work eventually?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Well, they can sue. They got to at least be able to sue the comp.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude, just watch how light
he taps
it. It's
a wrongful death suit. Tap. And it falls from the top in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was destiny.
Yeah, he was supposed to die. He fucked up. This is a final destination.
I wish we could zoom in on his face. Oh no.
I don't want this clear picture. I'm supposed to see his head disappear.
You don't want this enhanced.
Yeah, it's like an amount of glass. It looks like you splashed water on him. Like you know the things that are like. In a, what's it called? Like water parks where it's like a big bucket that falls down on kids.
Yeah.
It looks like he got hit with one of those, but it's all glass.
He got slimed by glass.
He got slimed by glass.
You're at the water park, like, why would they fill it with glass? It's called a water park. It's safe to assume that's full of water, not glass.
Yeah, that's
you killed my brother with your glass of water. to lose. I don't know why it was Italian. I don't know.
It is the most fun accent.
True self.
Yeah, the motherland. The motherland came out of you on that one.
Vendetta.
We all had to sip at the same time. That was fun.
Yeah.
It's because we all just watched the murder.
The cleanse our palate.
Lemaire just takes the joint. He's like, so what do you want to talk about?
Oh man. It was all fun and games watching forklift tricks. Now we're fucking, we watched the guy die.
Like, you guys, here's ever, a trick and I disappear forever.
You guys ever watch death videos?
Not a lot.
Not as much as I used to when I was younger. Mm-hmm. You still get off on them?
No, not often.
What was the last one? What's on your mind? I know you got one on your mind. I had one on my mind.
You got a fresh death video.
I was doing Durag and Deer Tag like a week ago.
They do that shit. Yeah. At the very end, they're like, and now fucking rotten.com videos.
Mm. Yeah, it's like the YNC. That's a website where you can watch like death videos. It's also like a porn website, but it's like a porn website with death videos mixed in. Do you know?
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah, dude. When
mines are dark, my bad.
No, when I was... No, my bad as well. No, when I was doing it, we were just joking, having fun the whole time. And then they're like, all right, here's a video. And it was like a dude climbing a fence, and then he falls. Yeah. And like the fence had...
Yeah.
Like hot... Like...
Like, yeah, like
the fuck am I trying to say? Like, they just look like the ends of spears.
Yeah.
And then, like, a foot long one just goes through the guy's chin. Yeah. And then you just see him, like, he's like, help! Or, you know, that, but with a spear through your mouth.
I used to climb one of those same things when I was a kid. This is when I was still living in Philly, like a young kid. And I used to... The main fear for me, I guess, when I was a kid, was going through your armpit and just hanging there, like... But that's worse.
Were they like that? I didn't think those things were actually like sharp like that.
They're not that sharp, but I do feel like if you, especially with like full man weight coming down, or maybe as a kid fierce, that wouldn't have happened. But
I can't remember if I heard this on like a podcast or like my friend told me. But like I remember hearing a story where
What's the difference?
Right? Dude, you listen so much. Like, dude, we're all your best friends. Can I borrow some money? But no, I remember hearing this story when I was younger of this like dude running from the cops, and he like jumped the fence and then just tore his sack.
Oh,
just off of like, you know, they do the crisscross of the fence, the little I don't know any words today.
Barbed wires? Are you jumping the barbed wires?
No, just like
just the tip of the fence.
Like if you have like a metal fence, those like tips a chain link joint.
Damn, tore his nutsack. He was running in basketball shorts.
Without a doubt.
And he just had to lay down, right? And just lay down on his stomach and give up. And they just see a pile of blood just dripping from between my dick.
What if he turns?
Jizz. And jizz. You think blood and jizz.
You think if you tear your balls, you leak jizz?
That's where the jizz is.
That is where the jizz is.
He cut open the blood sack and the jizz sack.
Dude,
and
I'm telling you.
So funny to him with the cops.
You do. If you will. Like, somebody was telling me the other day that they, like, I don't remember who, I swear, they said they cut their nuts sack and it was blood and jizz coming out, like a mixture of it.
I don't have the energy to fact check this, so I'm taking it as my truth.
Nope, dude, it's a clip show today. We're looking it up.
Is the audio there? We gotta leave.
So you can hear someone go,
oh no, there's blood and jizz. No, fuck, what was I gonna say? Yeah, no, that's the worst of tearing your... Because, no, that would also be... You're running from the cops. And you're like, all right, first off, I didn't need you. Now I kind of need you.
Yeah.
Can you call someone?
First, I didn't want you. Now I need you.
Now if I could, I'd run towards you. What's the worst injury you got? Have you ever...
I broke my arm when I was a kid.
How'd you do that?
My cousin tossed me. And I caught myself with my hands.
Wait. Was it like this is gonna be fun?
No. Like I hit him with something, and then like he pushed me in the way I fell.
Oh, see, just, I pictured him like,
nah. Yeah, no.
Give me a doing a strong man.
Yeah.
Spinning around.
He's like, I'm so high.
Just has me by my legs. Yeah. What's that? The big swing.
Yeah, you got to do it. spinning you like a pizza.
Like wound up like Let Donkey me Kong. Down.
Let me down.
I'm so high because I'm so little.
I busted my head open. I still got like a bald spot. You can't see it because I got the fro, but somewhere back here, there's like a bald spot because I busted my head open in that same spot like three times. It's probably somewhat. You got the facts?
Oh, I'm trying to find them.
You got the nut facts?
Nut facts? Sure. That's why we're stalling. We want to hear the real info.
I broke my, I didn't break it. The worst injury I had was I twisted my ankle with my cousin Rachel. She was riding a bike and like I didn't tie my shoes and I was sitting on the back, so we got cut in the pedal and she was like, and it like turned my ankle like all the way around.
That's like one of the worst, like surprise bike fall. I think it was Mike Racine. Were you back there when he was telling that story in Nashville? He had a thing of laundry set. But just like when you see yourself about to hit something, you can like, you have that like 2 seconds. If I'm about to crash, then you crash, then fall. But when the shit just, like, so, your shoelaces just caught in.
It's just like fucking Rube Goldberg for my fucking broken foot. It was you know the string catching to the pedal, and then my ankle started turning.
That takes away the essence of what the Rube Goldberg machine is, where it's a bunch of little parts taking to do one small task.
Yeah, the small task was breaking my
I had a sick bike fail, bike bail, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, in front of a bunch of people, because I was leaving my house, and I was like walking the bike down the driveway, and then I go to get on it, and I guess the chain was loose. And then I had like, because I had like a shitty pair of jeans on or whatever, and they had like a little tear at the bottom. And so the chain's loose. That doesn't really go right. I fumble. My pants get caught in the chain and then rip like completely up my leg. And then there's this, the neighbors are having like a picnic right there. And I just eat complete shit right in front of them. And like the mom gets up and she's like, oh my God, are you okay? And dude, just with like ripped pants, half not on, I'm just like, I'm fine. Just like run away.
I feel like I told y'all this story before, but I also feel like I never have. It reminded me of a very similar thing. It was the only time I was like in ninth grade. I think it was either eighth grade or ninth grade. It was the only time I ever sold crack. And and my homie, who like, I know I told you guys about this dude. He got out like 2 years ago. Yeah. And he got locked up like before we started doing comedy. So he was in jail forever. But I used to hang out with him a lot when I was younger. He sent me down with like, he's like, go down there to this park. It was, I forget the name of the park. Back near where I live. Anyway, I'm right. I have $30 of crack
in
my pocket.
Don't sell crack here, Park. Yeah. You better not, Nate Park.
And
Wait, so your friend was like, hey, sell this crack.
Well, I mean, I was hanging out being knuckleheads. He actually sold crack. I just hung out and smoked weed and did dumb shit. But okay, him and his brothers were like heavy in the like,
gotcha,
foolishness.
He actually sold crack. Me, I was playing around.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool. He needed the money.
Oh, I was just pulling a goof.
But so
cops didn't agree.
I took his bike and anyway, I'm riding down. It's like this hill. We probably went over it a bunch of times together. This hill I'm thinking of, but it's like a bridge that goes up and then you go like end up on my block, but the hill is like a, I mean, the bridge is like a hill up and a hill down. Yeah. So you go up on the way down, I realized the brakes don't work. And it's like the park is right at the end of the bridge. So it was, and then you just go into street. So I'm going down the hill and I just like,
just wobble
and panic and just take this hard ass fall, scratch my hand up. Some dude, like, I'm a kid. Yeah. Some dude breaks his, like, on his car just to laugh. I still remember the car. It was like an old tan Honda. Like a 90 something old tan Honda.
But he laughed at you and then got the fuck out of there?
He just kept going. Yeah. He just stopped and laughed.
Because in ninth grade, to an adult, you're such a child. He was just like, that child got fucking hurt.
Like, I can't remember what the dude looked like. So he could have been like, you know, it's PA. He could have been 16 and just had a car or whatever. Yeah. But
and
just,
when you're in ninth grade, 16 might as well be like 30.
Yeah. That's kind of, you're still in school together.
Dude, you got fucking owned.
Yeah, no, I got owned. But so then I just go over, you know, I give the shit to give me the $30 and they just be like, you all right? And I'm just like, yeah. And I just walk the bike back and walk it up the hill and then ride it back. But
he pulls it out. He's like, why is this crack broken? Nate, you can't be selling my crack broken.
The one and only.
Nate, did you glue this crack back together?
What?
What? No.
They would love it if
it's a new recipe.
If you put glue in crack, they would love it.
It'd just be a new high.
Yeah, they'd be like, whoa, what'd you do to this? This shit slaps, my dude.
Yo, this crack rules, bro.
This ain't my mama's crack, bro.
That's crack, dog.
Yeah. Oh, so the answer is no. Semen won't come out of your balls when you cut them open.
I was pretty sure that was wrong, but
yeah, I feel like semen's not just hanging out. I feel like you gotta like semen's like
they're not
made
just
to
down
order.
There swimming around.
Semen's like made to order. If, like if your girl was like, "Can I have some of your semen?" You can't be like, "Oh, let me get it from the back." Like, yeah. You have to be like, "Well, I gotta fucking knead the dough." And
unless you got the bank, dude.
You ever have like a slow long?
Wait! Come on!
Yeah.
You gotta say that.
No! I was kind of I was coming back to it almost right when you said it. I was like, wait a second.
Oh, you were like, put a pin in that. Now my story, and then we'll get to that.
I caught it as soon like I started. I was like, wait a minute, what was that?
Unless you keep it in the bank.
Oh, he's thinking like a sperm bank.
No,
we
you guys
took
don't have
ridiculousness as like he's got a piggy bank at home with his cum in it.
You guys don't have an ice cube tray full of cum in your freezers?
It's like cum's really hard to push through that coin slot in my piggy bank. It runs down the sides. It never all goes in.
Dude, Pete called me putting on my face stuff yesterday. And he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm trying to look young."
Wait,
he thought you were just putting jizz on your face?
Yeah.
Well, that's like a dude who probably Pete, nice guy. He strikes me as a dude who does no like any care up here. So he's like, "What are you doing? Are you putting gay cream on?"
Did you buy semen in a bottle?
Yeah, dude. He's like,
must have got that from your boyfriend.
Sometimes
people take care of themselves. I'm just dipping my toe into it. It's nice.
It's nice.
What you been up to?
I was talking about beard stuff, and I think this was in the realm of Steph just got laid from me. And I had sex with my wife. Be jealous, pussies.
Let's go.
And
are you still having sex with your wife? No, if you're not, I'm sorry.
If you're not, hit me up. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
It was like a day or two after, and I was like talking about beard cream and stuff like that. And then she just hit me up. She's like, "I got you this $60 beard kit that's got like a 4-parter to it."
That's beautiful.
And I was like, we must have had some great sex, wife.
Must have knocked it out the park.
I must have crushed it over there. Do that again.
What?
That was a great, that was a good knockout the park sound.
Take that was amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, I started doing it. And because I was, shout out to people in my Twitch chat. Because I was saying, like, yeah, I would just lather my hair up with Head and Shoulders and then put that in my beard. Ugh. And then it was just scrag. And like someone, I think it was Gump, someone was like, stop doing that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shampoo is not. Apparently, if you're strapped for beard shit, use the conditioner.
Yeah.
It's like the next best thing.
Yeah. Did you ever go through all that? Those two things I gave you? I gave you?
Yeah. I went through because the fucking like beard. The first one was like, they always fuck you with that beard stuff because the first one will be like super liquidy. Mm. And every single time you accidentally put way too much in your hand.
Yeah.
And then the next one's more creamy and you don't go through that one as quick.
He's right.
Yeah.
They're fucking gaming you.
You couldn't get past
they both
creamy.
Could be oils.
No. He was hung up on creamy.
He said creamy and I just smiled and didn't know it. Because I'm a simpleton. Oh, shit. I just remember, how was your weekend?
In Indy?
In Indy.
It was fun, dude. I met Pat McAfee. That was pretty cool.
You met the Pat McAfee?
V from WWE fan.
What was
Pat
that
McAfee.
Like? Was it like, "Hey, Pat McAfee, I love you. You had a great match," or was it like a hangout?
No, it was more like the, because we went to this bar called the Patron Saint, which was cool. Mm. The first floor is like a regular bar, but the bottom floor is like a rave. Yeah. And we were in the rave room, and I was leaving to go smoke, and he was coming down the stairs. I was like, oh my God. Pat fucking McAfee?
Is that what you just said?
Yeah. I was like, is that Pat fucking McAfee? And yeah. I was like, yo, dude. And he was like, yo. And I was like, yo, dude, you were so good at WrestleMania. You were so good when you were so cool. You're good at SmackDown. And he was like, yeah, thank you. And
I believe you said it exactly like that, too. Yeah.
You gotta hit dudes with, like, an obscure fact or just, like, make some shit up. You're like, bro, your second season with the Colts?
I love it. I can't wait to see what you do in the finals this year. What? Yeah. Who do you think I am?
King of the Ring. King of the Ring.
You think so?
No, I'm joking. That was good.
That would be funny. Yeah. Start wrestling more. That is. Yeah, you just hit him with the standard, like, you're so great.
Yeah. Because I was trying to go smoke weed. I was like, I got to get all this stuff out right now or I'll never be able to say it again. And then, yeah, indie's cool. Got a lot of they have good.
If, you know, I saw you posing with. You're only posing with people like a wrestler now.
From now on, dude.
How were you posed? Was that the
can
the
we still take normal pictures?
Young Bucks, huh?
Can me? You still take normal pictures? Are you gonna try to force me into taking wrestler shots?
No, dude. We'll be cool guys. We'll be cool guys.
We'll just fucking. All right.
Yeah.
Wait. Can we get a thumbnail real quick? Dope thumbnail.
35-38. I got you.
Thank you.
That's what yes and can do for you.
I'm learning. It only took me 1,000 episodes.
Dude, we're almost at the big 150.
The
what?
Big 150, dude.
Yeah.
What are we going to do for episode 150?
Probably drink beers and smoke.
Yeah. Actually, let's try a new drug. Let's all do cocaine and just see what ideas we come up with.
Nah, let's do that Cocodrilo. Did you ever see that Vice special?
No.
Yeah, it's there's this.
Crocodile.
Yeah, like, it's crocodile in Russian.
It like flicks your skin up. It makes like, you turn black.
Dude, within like a month, you get holes in your skin. And it's these like it's these people in Russia where they're like, we only make money off of drugs and hookers. There's nothing else in this town.
And that's just it. They're like,
so we'll do fucking 10 times heroin.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mixed with methamphetamines, probably.
It's always meth.
Yeah, it fucks people up.
Man,
I was just going to suggest we do fentanyl, but that you beat me.
First, we have to just do a dash of fentanyl.
No, we do fentanyl first. One to die loses.
And as we're as we're ODing, we go to the other one. Like, I knew you were gay.
You know what 150 should be? 150 should be the D&D episode.
I was thinking it, but I just didn't want to put it out there because it feels like it's not happening.
No, yeah, we were just talking about it last week, but then we were like. Then
you guys were
foot.
Talking about Sarah J and all the fun you
no,
had.
That happened that day. It was reactionary. We had no choice.
I finally listened to
did
the,
you cry like they asked such good questions?
No, I was sitting there like they were so nervous the whole time. they didn't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah. Whoa, no, we crushed it.
No, it was great. It was a great episode, but at the same time it was you guys I just felt
wait,
like that.
Did we say out loud the funniest thing in the world that happened to LaMare?
What?
I forget if we said it on or off the podcast.
The hug?
When LaMare was like, do you hug sex?
That was on the podcast. Okay. Yeah. You said it on the podcast.
I'm sorry.
We talked about that last episode.
I'm sorry for repeating, but it's still the funniest thing ever.
It is. It was the best thing on that whole episode to me.
You're like, hey, lady who's fucked 9,000 times, do you like cuddling before your job?
And like 9,000 might be a low number.
That might not be enough. Boy. That's not enough.
Count individual person like in a day.
Yeah. I was revisiting her work the other day. She's a classy lady.
I sad revisited it while when probably at the exact moment y'all were interviewing. Just
you just on the phone. Oh. You're like, well, that was fun.
Nate, I got a question. I wasn't told this. I'm just guessing from your tweets. You got caught jacking off, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What was the hint?
Yeah.
The tweet where he said he got caught jacking off? We got an old Watson over here.
Yeah, Sherlock Q. Holmes.
Damn, you're better than that detective in the fucking Night Stalker, Doc.
Thought I'd never have to relive this. This is 2 weeks ago now. They bringing this back.
We haven't
talked about it. No. I didn't mean it like that, but yeah.
When I heard the story, it felt like they were overly joking on you because it was like You were in your room.
Yeah.
I thought it was like someone, because I've had that, I had that in college one time where I'm, actually no, this wasn't my fault either. I was jerking off and it was like the, my buddy, like sinning. Not, what?
Sinning.
Yes. Without a doubt. Sorry, I had the bubbles in me. That's, I would have, okay. I would have tagged that up harder.
It's okay.
But no, I was like jerking off. My buddy's like knocking on the door and I go, 1 second. And then he thought I said, come in. And then I'm just like, get out.
Yo, I think dudes like us only say 1 second when you're jerking off.
Wait, what?
I think dudes only say 1 second when you're jerking off. Like, well, no regular dude goes 1 second if you're doing anything else but jerking off. It's no, like, it's like hold on, I'll be right there. Like, it's anything. It's just 1 second. It's like
1 second is the, you know, you got caught. I still, like, everybody says that. You're right. Second. I'm revisiting like videos in my head. Anytime someone's like doing stuff, it's like 1 second. Like movies and shit.
Yeah. 1 second is that I got caught fucking up.
I'd say
uno momento.
Yep.
Yo, did I?
No, that's what I,
sorry. Un momento before.
That throws them off the scent though. Yeah. 1 second is how you what? Know. Like if I ever catch my, come home and I knock on the door, my girl's like, 1 second.
Kick you out the door. You go, let me watch.
No, I'm just moving my bed into this room. And we're just going to all lay on the bed and do the podcast.
That'd be cool, dude.
That would be great. Yeah, yeah. Covers up, huge nightcap.
Just flashlights on our faces.
Under the blankets for sure. Dude, we got to do an under the blankets episode.
I knew it.
We'd have to get a 360 camera, and we all like, wait, how would that get set up?
We just put blankets over top of us.
Just slip right here. Just yeah. Throw a big one. Yeah. And we got to have a fan under it.
Oh, do you want to do an episode in a fort?
No.
Yeah. We could do that for $150. Make a fort.
Yeah, we're just going to be the retarded podcast.
But yeah, you getting caught. You didn't even get caught. You were like,
I mean, it still counts as, getting caught is just somebody knowing you were doing it. You still don't want anybody to know you were doing it.
Oh, so they just knocked on the door and was like, oh, he's beaten.
So if yeah, they if
I
they
hit him with the 1 second.
But if you came out and they were like, were you jerking off? Would you have been like, no?
No. I said I was whacking it. And then handed the thing over that they wanted to.
Whacking.
Okay. Because, see, like, to me, getting caught is, like, when you're doing it in a spot that, like, you're being risky. Like, you know, side of the couch on your knees. And, like, and then you get, and then like you get caught doing it away where you're like
grandma.
Yeah, where you're like, you really shouldn't have been doing that.
Never once.
Well, yeah, once. You're lucky that you did. Because if you did, like, just, like, thinking, just you thinking, that's not one of the memories you want to have of your grandma that you take to the grave. It's like her catching you on the side of the couch.
Dude, I would have been invisible if she like, I turned into a chameleon.
Your body wouldn't have let you get caught.
You're like, I only jerk off in clothes that look like the couch.
Dark clothes.
You just have like fatigues.
Yeah, I was in the
living room fatigues.
Yeah. I sit on the couch, I'm hidden.
He army crawls to the side of the couch to jerk off.
You ever see the y'all see the Arrested Development?
Yeah.
How Tobias used to do the blue man?
Yeah.
Like when he was just blue man in the did you ever see that?
Yeah. I haven't watched the show in forever.
Oh, it's like one of the best things. He just is like, he tries to join the blue man group, doesn't get in, but he just paints himself completely blue a lot, and he just like hides in rooms. Yeah. You never see him. He's there the whole scene, but he'll be like up against a blue wall like this, and then people will leave, and he'll just get down.
That's funny.
That was a show they screwed up with that fourth season.
The like comeback season,
yeah, because the whole show was very like collaborative,
yeah,
and it was like a very like. What are they
ensemble?
Called? Yeah, ensemble cast. And then they were
everybody
like,
everybody made everybody better.
And then when they made the fourth season, everyone was famous, so they couldn't get them all in a room at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's do episodes about each person individually. And it's like, yeah, they took away the strength of the show.
I actually still haven't watched it because I heard that, and it's like, I don't want to go. I loved all the original shit, but I don't want to go through that, like, not liking
it's
episodes
fine.
Of Arrested Development.
Especially, too, like, right up against. Well, it's funny, too, because the season four is supposed to happen directly after, like, season three ended. And then, like, most of them look the same, except who's the chick who is, like, married to Ellen? She was, like, the hot sister.
The sister.
Yeah. She got insane plastic surgery since then. So, like, her character...
Oh, yeah, she looks way different.
Yeah, so she just had, like fat lips or whatever and all this other plastic surgery shit.
It was she just looked like a fish.
What?
She looked like a fish.
Yeah, about...
Man.
Plastic surgery either turns you into a cat or a fish. If you get plastic surgery.
Or a cat, fish, or a snake.
Yeah.
You get snake face. Just
yeah,
like,
you get real tight.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the only thing you can do is be a scowling bitch. A hissing bitch, I guess.
Hissing like, bitch. I spent all this money on plastic surgery, now I just have to poison people.
Yeah, we should all do that one. Just the next time any of us gets a heckler, we don't know real response.
Just, yeah. Yeah. I'm in. Stop it.
I had a great.
Keep a spray bottle of water as always.
Yeah, I'm strapped, dude.
Yeah, but you're fucked if someone throws you like a light ball in the middle of your set. You're like, I'll talk about bitches in a second. I have to play with this fur ball.
Just go full Will Ferrell SNL audition.
I had a funny moment at a show Saturday where they had like a photographer at it. And it was outside on a they had it on like this dude's deck, and there was like a decent amount of people there.
Yeah, did they take a picture of you in the camera, bro?
Well, what? Yo, dude.
Yeah, rumor has it no one will ever see those pictures because the camera exploded when he took the picture.
Yo, both of you. Yo. Oh, don't. I'm dodging these, dude. Don't. Try me. Roast me.
Andy, the legend of that camera exploding is too large for you to dodge it, dude.
No, it was outside at nighttime, and this dude was taking pictures, but he had, like, a huge flash on his camera.
Yeah.
And he, like, he's just like, so...
You smile. Ka-ting! No.
Just smoke comes after every picture he takes.
Like, it's in the fucking Great Depression taking pictures.
Yeah.
No, it was like, so there was like a huge gap. There's probably like a 6 or 7 foot gap, and then the audience was there.
Yeah.
And he's just in that gap up front, real close.
So like in between you and the audience?
Yeah, completely in the way.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he's like, you can hear like, and then like every single time, flash in my face. And after about like 10 to 20 of them, I just turned to him, I go, I think you got enough. And then he looked at me like, oh. I'm like, yeah, dude, there's a light on that shit. Like,
that was with Robbie, right?
Yeah, yeah, Robbie and Chris, BK Chris.
I saw Robbie on Friday, and I was still using my crutches then, and he asked me about my foot, and I go to tell, and I'm telling him the story. When I start the story, I'm just like, yeah, I jumped off a freight train, and he goes like, oh, like he just starts like riffing on it, and then he's like. I start telling him the story, and he just has a moment where he's like, oh, you were serious. he thought I was just so irritated. he thought I was just so irritated when people asked me about my foot that I just started saying dumb shit as an answer. Yeah. But like as I got to the story, he was like, oh, you really did that.
That's so fucking funny.
You really did that dumb shit.
Yeah, you really did that retarded thing you told me you did. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, by the way, once you guys all finish listening to every episode of ours three times over, go listen. Fucking O'Connor tells his side of that on Stuff Island.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, dude. Because I saw someone post it. It was the episode with Anthony DeVito. And yo, O'Connor's point of view is so goddamn funny. Because Tommy the whole time is like, Nate's retarded. She's like, what the fuck? Yeah, go listen to that. O'Connor's point of view on that shit. Because he said the thing you said where he was like, they look so glorious in the air. Give us a foot update. How's the foot?
Oh, it's doing better. I showed the people last.
Whoa, no, not for free.
They get it for free.
They They get feet pics for free?
Oh, I hope nobody zooms in and shows how gross my feet are.
Yo, repost that in the Simp chat.
Simp channel on the Discord. Check it out. No, it's better, though. They took my soft cast off. They wrapped it in some other shit. It's like, I don't know,
got a hard cast, but whatever.
Yeah, no, your injury was when you asked about the injury, you don't got a big dick me, but you when you asked about the
injury, they looked at me, they're like, yo, he's the real deal. You better get a hard cast. They saw you in that, you were like, Can I just get a soft one? Don't make it too hard.
It's a chastity cast.
It's a cage.
An abstinence cast. But yeah,
soft
cast off. Just they taped some shit under the, I don't know, with the arch of my foot, so I can't go flat, so I can't put pressure on my heel. But no more crutches.
Hey,
that's good.
2 weeks. It took 2 weeks to be
off the crutches.
Well, at least to be back to the normal. Like, you know what I mean? Because it was two Wednesdays ago.
Did you need those crutches, or was it like just to be safe?
A little bit of both. Like, I could move without it. Like, if I had to move without it, I could. But I had to be on my I was just doing
tiptoes.
It was all tiptoes. All the pain was in my heel.
You're being a ballerina.
I was the right. I was like that. You seen that dude from the Met Gala who was like half bitch, half man?
No.
With the, I don't know if it's...
Oh, Billy Porter? Is it him?
I don't know. I just saw Anthony Moore post something and assumed it was from the Met Gala, but
it's the goofiness is always from the Met Gala.
Yeah. But yeah, he was like... He had like his left side of his body was gay and the right side of his body was straight, but the reverse...
Less gay.
Yeah. And then the right side of his face... And then he flipped it for his face.
Yeah.
So his face was...
Wait, is he a white dude?
No, he's a black guy.
No, this was. Oh no, I'm thinking it was a white guy.
There's a white guy who always does commentary and like shit at the Olympics for figure skating, who like everyone will just be in suits, and he looks like a character from Zoolander. It's so fucking funny. Is that him this year?
That's the guy who I was talking about.
What, Billy Porter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that's who Nate was talking about.
No, that wasn't it. I can't.
Half gay.
Well, they'll try half dressed. Oh no, it was there. Go back. Look, half dressed, half suit. Matt Gallas, right there. Yeah, this guy.
Who? Michael Urie.
Yeah.
Who's that dude? Brandon Urie's brother.
Oh, he even shaved.
That
doesn't make sense though. You'd still do up yourself on the dress side.
But he flipped. He like flipped.
That's what I'm saying. The other side is like makeup. And his hair is done.
Yeah. You know what? Because he's gay, I'm just assuming that's how his hair looks in a suit.
He's fucking bi, dude. Get it together. You can't tell that?
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, good for him. That's some quality suit making.
He's a big actor, dude. He's like, I'm going to take myself out tonight.
Oh yeah, dude, there's gonna be memes where it's just like when they cancel on the date.
Plane break.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, good for him.
That's the best shit ever.
Still that awesome. It's kind of weird. What's your point, idiot?
I think it's super cool.
You're like, oh, I'm so rich, I'm gonna show off what I can do with my loads of money.
Right, I'll make a thing that no one will ever wear in any other circumstance but the retarded Met Gala.
That's what I love when you see at fashion shows and they like walk out and it's just them wearing a fucking, I don't even know what the fuck, just like some space suit or something. You're like, I'm not going to the store in there.
If I go to the Met Gala, I'm wearing basketball shorts.
That's the move.
Yeah, but that would actually, they'd be like, LaMare Lee.
They're like, where'd you get this from? I'm like, Champion. These are Champion.
I can't remember what award show it was, but it was Jack Black. They were like, he was just wearing like a flannel, and they were just like, where'd you get it from? He was just like, Walmart.
Yeah. That works the best for him. Didn't the South Park dudes had the one where they dressed up as like J-Lo and shit?
Yeah,
I watched the thing too. I didn't realize it, but they were like, we were so fucking high on acid. And then they were like, it set in, and they're like, they didn't realize the show's like 3 hours long or whatever the fuck. And they're like, we just have to sit here high on acid listening to this horse shit. Because they're the types that are just like, we don't want to watch it. We don't even want to be here. We want to go to it to make fun of it. But then they realize they actually have to sit through it for the bit.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me doing from a lot of bits is like that level of like commitment. Execution. Yeah. Like, can you do bits that you don't see the payoff? You just have to wait till like your buddy hits you up.
Oh,
later?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. Here's some bit that I would like to do. Here's what I used to do. I did it to a couple people. I would make a Facebook post that only they can see, and I would say, "You suck."
Yeah, how long would that take to make? Don't you have to make your post private for everyone? No, but okay.
You can just be like, "Yeah, you can make it. You can make your post private for everyone, but this one person."
Do they know you're doing that?
I don't think so, but I do. So when they see it, they don't know I'm targeting them.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, so that's just for you.
Yeah. That's literally just for you.
Yeah.
I
got a lot of just for me bits, dude. You know, you know what I saw mommy doing yesterday?
Kissing Santa Claus.
Dude, fucking kissing Santa Claus. Yeah.
He hit me with that one time. He goes, "Dude, you know what I saw mommy doing the other day?" I was like,
"Mommy?
What?" you just like banged it out randomly. Oh, no, I was like, "What?" It's like, fucking kisses. My dream bit is like,
"Sucking kiss Santa Claus's dick."
No, I just broke the fig up.
Is that how the song goes?
We got another one somewhere.
My dream bit is like, say someone like would come to my house, they'd be like, "I'm outside." I like look through the window, and like we both can clearly see each other, and he can see me looking at him. And I'm just like, "I can't, you're not here. I can't see you. You're not." So like for like
on the phone?
Yeah. No, like I'm staring, like imagine if I was staring on Nate's stoop or whatever, and like you're on the ground, and I'm like, "Lemaire, you're not here." So for like a second, you're like, "Did I turn invisible?" Just for like 1 second. I just want 1 second for you to just humor that thought.
Did I die? Just think I kept driving?
Yeah.
What? No. Oh, I want dude. That moment.
That'd be so funny. That's funny. Do you have a bit like that?
No, I'm not as creative as you guys.
You don't do life bits?
Oh.
All my life bits are they're weird.
Do you want to hear the new one I came up with?
It's called Cum Walks? Ago.
Yeah, they're just cum-walks. They're all just cum walks.
Here's a bit. I come on your face and you go to the mall.
And you buy us some groceries. Wait, here's my new one.
I come on your shoelaces, you'll coming. Never know.
It's fucking coming. Fucking got him, dude.
Got me.
Fucking got him, dude. Fucking
wait,
got
him, dude. Wait. What was the first one?
You don't
part?
See it coming?
It's right there.
Look up.
It's well, coming. I already know it.
Watch.
No, wait. You can't be doing this twice.
Fucking got him, dude.
Shit.
Damn, dude. Snapped.
Snapped him?
Dude, you got snapped. You fucking idiot.
I'm out of here.
Doom, doom, doom.
Oh, is it Teacher Appreciation Day? Isn't school over?
No, not until like June.
I always thought it was end of May.
No.
I think it depends on where you live.
Remember how long summer vacation felt?
It always felt not
too
long
short. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, summer vacation always felt like such a good long break.
No, not to me. It felt like you'd have that first month where you were like, "Hell yeah, I'm summer!" Free. And then after that first month, you're like, "We're already in July. It's right around the corner."
And then August comes around, and you're like, "Shit."
Every your day's a number. You're already school shopping.
Yeah.
That last week of school is the best, though.
Yeah.
When, like, you have to because of the state requirement, but you're like, "We're done."
Yeah. Oh, I got to say, I'm going to send it to the thing. Garditi sent me this, like, an image of this TikTok that I, it's just funny as hell. It's my high school, but it just looks like a problem.
Your high school?
Like, it's just, yeah, it's like a TikTok from somebody, I guess, who's in Red High now, dude. And it's just like a thousand cops.
Fight?
It's just 1,000 cops and like shenanigans.
I'll send it to the Instagram so we can just
play. Oh, the Instagram? All right.
Last night, me and a bunch of people sang Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen just out loud, just on the streets.
Oh, that's awful.
yeah, accurate response. Yeah.
I hated it, but I was still going, "Please say karaoke."
Nope, on the street.
You just a like, group of people like, "Yo, you want to do Wayne's World?"
Put in a password, dude. It's the yours. Should be. Hopefully that's just for two off.
Shit. Yo, vamp, guys.
I'm vamping.
Yeah, I'm vamping too. We're all vamping right now.
Everybody's vamping.
Everybody vamp. All right. Put your presumed screen fat out, Alex.
But yeah, it's just too. When I went to this high school, I think it was like 5,000 kids there.
Yeah,
I think after that they like built another school like down the road.
Yeah.
That, the fuck am I trying to say about it? It was like they put 9th and 10th there, so it wasn't everybody.
Is each one capital?
No, it's Caplock's along.
Okay, all right. Sorry, we're listening, Nate.
I just was vamping.
Yeah,
I ain't have.
We still got a vamp.
We still got. Can talking about vamping count as vamping?
I think so. I think it does count as vamping.
Okay, stop.
It did. It's not there. Oh wait, save that. Yeah. Save that. Save that so we don't gotta go through that.
Vamping so hard, save it.
Do 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 do.
Pulling up the Instagram video.
I'm so glad we got two requests. We should look at them.
You know,
that's probably better.
I wish I knew how to turn it down.
I don't think there's a way to.
No.
Oh wait, that'll turn the whole volume.
Yeah.
Down. We get it though, dude.
Yeah, it's just a lot of cops. It's a short video, cops. But
yeah.
It's like that shit rock. We just got shut up for 30 seconds.
Can you imagine this coming into school?
That's too federal.
It was bad as so bad in school.
Yeah. Look at this shit.
One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Cop cars, not cops.
Damn, dude.
It was shenanigans.
The guy at the Sunoco just sees 100 kids. He's like, what?
He's used to that. I graduated 10 years ago now or more. What's that? What year are we in?
2022.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so old.
Dude, like 15, oh, yeah.
I was 12.
I was doing that talking to someone because we're
it's like 15.
I graduated in 2008.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's me for me. It's 10 years college, and so that would be 14, 15 high school.
Yeah,
depending on the time of year.
Yeah, so he's been dealing with shenanigans at that Sunoco.
Yeah.
I got locked in that Sunoco once with my homie Mike because they thought we were stealing. I can't remember if Mike actually was stealing. But
he probably was.
I can't remember. Mike got himself in some shit early too. Like before we were even out of high school, he was like locked up. But
is that the new Panalina?
That's new Panalina.
You want to debut the new Panalina?
I mean,
This is what your Patreon gets you.
Got black Panalina now.
Yeah.
Now we gotta get super snow bunny Panalina. So it's gotta be like blonde, blue.
I gotta get Tommy Loren Panalina.
If we get Asian Panalina with no Asian people on the podcast, it's racist then, right? No.
Say that again?
If we get an Asian Panalina but there's nobody Asian on the podcast, is that racist?
If we had a Spanish person on?
Alex counts for both.
Fair enough.
This Panalina can cook.
Dude, I like that her pinky is going into her shirt.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, she's about to pull a titty out.
Yeah, she's seductive. Grabbing her titty. She's about to pull it out.
No, I don't know, dude. I don't like this loss of innocence.
On a tatted.
Yeah, she's real. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a hood Panalina.
This Panalina's got a neck tattoo. Yeah.
This is a tough Panalina.
Dude, this Panalina won't stop a fight if a titty comes out.
That's Blonde the, Street, dude.
Best
this
fight
Panalina
dude.
Says, I'm going nut when she's about to come.
Yeah. He comes like, ugh. I'm going nut.
she's still feminine with it.
I'm about to nut.
Yeah.
Yep. Panalina definitely has a big fat ass. Without a doubt.
Almost. Undoubtedly.
But do pay to leave there. Wait, we didn't. She's not on the screen.
I know. I took her off.
She was there. She was there. All right. As long as she was there.
Yeah.
As long as she was there. But we got three Panalinas now. Four if you count the OG.
We got a couple. We got a couple.
The first Panalina is the perfect woman. No yeah. brain.
It took me a second. Because oh yeah, she didn't have a top of her head.
Just the nose down.
The perfect one. Wait, did she have upper tit? Because if it was just mouth and upper tit.
It was just mouth and neck.
Hey, I can do work with a neck.
That's all you need, baby.
That's all you need. Just a little neck and a mouth.